Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for agdaily.com for the week of Monday, July 27th. We started off the week here overnight. Sunday night, we had corn down a quarter at 334 and three quarters. September wheat down 7 cents at 532 and a half. And November beans up three quarters of a cent at $9 money. We did sell 250,000 metric tons of beans to Mexico and 132,000 metric tons of beans to China. So the export streak in the beans continues. I think some of the big news out here is gold is making historic highs. It's up another $31 an ounce, trading at $19.20 an ounce. Silver is up at $1.50, trading at $24.35. The dollar is down 62 ticks, all the way down to 93.76. That tells me that inflation is certainly a part of the economy we're dealing with here. In an inflationary market, people are going to start to look at what's cheap, and I think they're going to start to look at buying it. And historically, corn, beans, and wheat are cheap, and I think ultimately we're going to see some buying here. The cheaper the dollar gets, the better it is for our exports, and I really believe that we can see some higher prices just based on the inflation cycle. There's going to be a lot of talk about Chinese-U.S. tensions, but I continue to believe, as I have for months and months, the Chinese will buy whatever they want to buy whenever they want to buy it. And they're likely as not to put out some kind of negative statement about, you know, possibly doing this or doing that or looking for other places to buy grain. And every time they do that and the market breaks, they turn around and buy it. So, you know, I think the Chinese are going to play the game, but ultimately they want to rebuild their hog herd. And I think we can see the Chinese taking corn. I believe they're going to need some wheat and certainly some beans out here. So despite all the Chinese-U.S. rhetoric and the Chinese closing down an embassy in Houston, they're still on the market for grain. I think that will continue out here. So we've got the other two big stories of COVID. Looks like it's, you know, running out of control again. Arizona, Texas, Florida, California, all have major problems. Death rates are moving higher. Case numbers are moving through the roof. And around the world, like Korea, where it was great through March, is now turned and they're getting a lot more cases as well. So this thing isn't over yet. Hopefully they will have a vaccine. One group has got their trials set for phase three, which means there could be a vaccine available sometime after the first of the year. And then maybe we can get back to normal out here. But in the months to come, I still think that this economy is in trouble. I think the grains are certainly oversold. And when we do get a recovery, restaurants reopen, we start moving cattle again and hogs in big numbers, the grain market's going to take off, in my opinion. Yeah, we could have some harvest pressure. The weather over the next 30 days is going to certainly impact the beans. I see it being, you know, relatively warm, but toward the end of the month, it could be getting cool. So it's kind of a mixed bag, but there's no major problems out there in terms of weather for the time being. So I think we've got to assume that yields are going up a little bit, but I think demand is also going up considerably higher. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.